This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, at any time you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You can weigh in at any time. Please stick to the topic. I'm going to have senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, Sons of Liberty Media and sonsoflibertyradio.com morning show. Tim Brown's going to be with me in about 8 minutes here, and we're going to be talking about more censored vaccine deaths revealed. We're giving you the information that they mean to withhold from you on purpose. And the question, America, and 53 countries that are listening to me right now, is you have to ask yourself the question, if what we're telling you is untrue, which is all based on facts, we're not giving you our opinions here, why is it that they're attacking us so hard? Yesterday's show, during that show, friends, right in the middle, we had Maya Hahn, pharmaceutical whistleblower from Michigan, on the radio with us. Right when I began to ask her questions, YouTube pulled our page. That, my friends, is a clear violation of the First Amendment. That is illegal, friends. Just for the record, I just want to make clear as to what's going on here. Yesterday I brought it up twice, and I'm going to bring it up again twice today if I have to. George Washington said, if they take away your freedom of speech, you're going to be like sheep led to the slaughter. We're driving these points because we want the people to have the truth of the matter, and you're not getting it. The mainstream media and their corporate fascist buddies are allied, working hand in glove, one with another, which, by the way, will be disannulled again, Isaiah 28, verse 18. But the fact of the matter is they're bent set, friends, on selling you their propaganda without any consequence concerning the damage that it's causing, the lives that it's taking. And this is not far-fetched. We'll get to that in just a couple moments. Again, if you want to call in, please do. We're going to be talking about that in just one moment. Right before the show, I was thinking about some of the things that we see in this country, and I just want you to listen. Just slow your roll for a moment, and I want you to listen to this scripture, okay? When you look at the Old Testament, namely Jeremiah 6, the Bible tells us, O you children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem and blow the trumpet in Tekoa. That's what we're doing right now. We're warning men to flee from the wrath to come. Ezekiel 33, Ezekiel 3, check it out when you get a moment. You'll understand what I'm talking about. And it says, and set up a sign of fire in Beth-Harakim. Okay? For evil appeareth out of the north, and great destruction cometh. Now, you can go ahead and ignore what's going on all day long, but the more that you ignore it, the more that you are drawing nigh the seat of terror, the seat of violence to come nigh unto you. In other words, if you don't want to deal with the issues concerning criminals and the propagandists and the corruption, I'll tell you what, friends, it's just a matter of time. Amos 6:3 tells us that it's going to be at your front door. You that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near. We're either going to take heed to the commandments of God and deal with the corruption and bring judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Amos 5 verse 15. Put that up against what I'm telling you. Or what's going to happen is we are going to have them knocking on our front door telling us exactly what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. See, what we have today, friends, is we have a federal government that is wagging the dog. The tail is wagging the dog. If Americans knew their history, they would understand the federal government has never been given that power to do what they're doing today in any sense of the word. Now, going over to vaccinations and what's going on here today, do you realize that the government is saying to you right now, okay, they're selling you the virus, they're selling you the vaccination, okay? Both based and premised on a false narrative and dangerous, and we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. But with that said, now what they're doing is they're coming around the back, and now they're saying that if you want your freedoms back, you're going to have to be corralled into the answers. And when you accept our resolve, then and only then will you receive your freedoms back. I'm here to tell you, and putting it into perspective, I didn't receive my rights from the government. I don't work for the government, okay? I receive my rights from God first and foremost. And the Bible tells me to go back to the old paths in Jeremiah 6:16. You know what the Bible tells us after verse 16? It tells us that, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But you know what the people said? We will not walk therein. And the Lord said in verse 17, also I set watchmen over you, saying, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet. Listen, take heed to the warnings that you're receiving now. But the people said, we will not hearken. For those that are saying to yourselves, I'm not going to listen no matter what, you are drawing the seed of violence to come to your front door. And you can rest assured it's just a matter of time before that happens. What's my message? Well, it's what the Lord tells us. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's never changed. It's always the same, just like he is. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So either we're going to meet the Lord on his terms, or we're going to meet the tyrants on theirs. But I want to go back, and I want you to listen carefully. My rights come from God. They come not from the generosity of the state. They come from the hand of God, said John F. Kennedy. Those that work for me in government derive their just powers from the consent of we the people who are the government. Are you listening to what these tyrants are saying today? Either you do it our way or else you're not going to go back to normal. Who are they to tell us that we have to do it their way or we're not going back to normal? Who gave them that delegated authority? I'm here to tell you, friends, they never received that delegated authority. The only thing that they can run off is totalitarian methods, forced compliance. And how is all of this taking place today, friends? They're forcing compliance by how? They're fatiguing you into compliance, friends. They're fatiguing you into compliance. I was just told yesterday, or this morning here, from Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty. We have a state rep here, Mr. Mortensen, that's drawing up the articles of impeachment against tyrant Tim Walz. And Tim had shared with me that Mr. Mortens told him that it was 13 times that our said representatives voted him down, but that tyrant stood up and he renewed it immediately thereafter again. So either we're going to deal lawfully with these tyrants, or else we're going to suffer the consequences. And that's falling to the curse, and that's called the judgments of God upon the heads of the disobedient. So what do we say, friends? What do I say? I say what the Lord says. Go back to the old paths and respond accordingly. Hopefully at the end of the show, I can bring you back to Grammar Rock so you can understand, having a little fun, as how I can bring it into a consummation. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Also check out the social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Jump onto them. Join us on Top Chat or go over to beforeitsnews.com. You can see the live feed going even now. Again, that's beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, just for the record. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Let's all say it together. Okay? Really quick, if you can see me right now, this is our award that we just received for Content 2020 Film Festival and Media Summit Truth in Journalism Award. And I don't know if you guys have heard the Kendricks brother, Kendricksons, and they gave it to us, and they thought we were worthy of it. And it's interesting that we're under attack by big tech companies over the last how many years now, and we just win the Content 2020 Truth in News Award on a national basis. So we appreciate that, but just wanted to let you know, I'm not an accolades kind of a guy, but I do appreciate it, and we appreciate the people that are taking the time to take notice as to what's going over, or what's going on over here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have Sons of Liberty Media.com morning show and senior editor Tim Brown online with me. Thanks for jumping on with me, Tim. What say you concerning what's going on, with this whole vaccination? And, well, I should say this, all the censorship going on with these vaccination deaths right now, Sam.
Yeah, well, congratulations on the award because...
Well, that's you too.
Hey, look, I'll tell you, all those fact checkers, I bet they got to change their pants now because somebody's recognizing what we're... there's a truth award there. That's a great thing.
They have adult diapers now, I guess, so hopefully they got a couple of those. But this is as
I
much...
I believe Joe Biden has a pair of those.
I heard Trump did, too, and I'm not even kidding you. I kid you negative.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
This is craziness. Too. But I do want to say, if you're watching right now, Tim, this is your award as well. And I do appreciate it. Again, I'm not an accolades guy, and I know that you're not neither. But it is kind of cool when you see people taking the time, especially when you don't know that they're actually watching. But for them to take the time and say, hey, listen, we want you to come into Texas. Well, we tried that. That failed. And I said, why don't you just send it, and I'll show everybody what you guys gave us. So, again, we're not acolytes. We're not looking for accolade. We're just sharing with you as to the people that are paying attention to us, and we appreciate it. That applies to you too, Tim, by the way. So, cool.
Yeah,
now, can I ask you a serious question? Before we start rocking the show,
okay,
you don't like have diapers on, do you?
No, I just got my PJs on.
I had to ask. And I got to tell you why. Because over the last, 11, 12, 13, 14 days, as you know, Tim, we got pulled from YouTube several times, but they pulled our main page from YouTube Friends. And we literally had millions of views. We had tens of thousands of friends, subscribers. And, of course, every time we stand up, Big Tech's got to come in and try to censor us somehow or another. But the problem is that they don't understand that the more that the children of Israel are afflicted, the more that they multiply. You go to Exodus 1, and you can see when the Pharaoh actually continuously afflicted the children of Israel, they multiplied more and more. Let me take that to modern terms. Let their cruelties swell our ranks, because friends, rest assured they are. But what I was saying, Tim, and you all well know this, but I was up till 3:30 in the morning last night, finishing up, reconnecting to our new social media platforms, all of the broken links on over 840 articles. So I appreciate you jumping in and helping me on today's show, because I'll tell you what, is there a mental breakdown? No, not at all. I'm totally there. I'm just a little tired, so I totally appreciate your help on this show. And we were talking about this earlier, too, by the way, friends, as to the vaccination deaths. And what we're talking about is more censored vaccine deaths revealed. And I got on the phone with Tim, and then Tim showed me the back end on all of these deaths, folks. And I got to tell you what, this is incredible that we're not hearing this on the mainstream media. Tim, what say you?
Yeah, well, I ran across it yesterday, and so I did a quick Facebook Live last night, had a few people share that, and visually it is something that is almost a shock, because at least for today, VAERS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, it's put out by the Health and Human Services, and they get their data from the Food and Drug Administration. And this is concerning vaccines. And so what they do is there's reports from all over the country that have come in just in the first month, in January of this year. And already there's nearly 3,000 reports just in the month of January of adverse effects from vaccines. Now, and last night when I did the live, I thought, okay, well, this is – got to be the COVID thing. That's what I was thinking. Now, it doesn't say that, so I want to be careful that I correct that. And I did correct it in the article. People can go and they can see that, and they can pull up the information, look at it. But one of the interesting things is that you pull up the death rate, and out of the nearly 3,000 entries that are there, you have close to, I think it's about 460 deaths that have been reported in January alone from vaccines.
Yep.
And those range from ages 1 to 105. And you can scroll and scroll and scroll. And then they have all of the, well, let me put it this way.
Do you have it in front of you right now, Tim? Do you have the chart in front of you? Okay, so do I. Okay. And I am literally looking at it from top to bottom. It is incredible. But will you give us a couple examples and tell me what line you're on? Because it tells us the symptoms. And of course, as you said, it tells us, you know, if they died or if they didn't die. But I'm just even looking at what took place before they died, and it's just, it's horrific, man. I mean, it's horrific.
Yeah, well, let's take when you take and you go to the column J, which is for died, the people who died, and you sort that top to bottom so that all the people who died from the vaccines are at the top. Yep. The first one that I see there is out of Oregon. It's a one-year-old. And the only other meds this one-year-old had that's listed are Enfamil, Genalese, formula. I'm trying to see because there's such a lengthy thing. But what people need to understand is even when they do this reporting, you can go down through here and you can see that they don't even give you all of the information here. They say this 1 year old had no known chronic long-standing health conditions, no known allergies, and yet 1 year old, they're vaccinated and they're dead. There's another one right below it, a little over a year. The first one was a male, the second one is a female.
What number are you on right now, Tim, if I can ask?
This would be on line three if you've sorted the dead, those who've died from the vaccine.
Okay,
from
gotcha.
Top to bottom.
Okay.
So in this one, you don't have any meds, no known history. Of course, they're only 1 year old, but this one is a female. And what's interesting is in all these records, they should be keeping pretty serious records on this, but you'll notice the receive date, they got all these hashtags. Let me make sure that is in an error on my part. Okay, they do have the dates that they received these. So the first one that I mentioned, they received this report on the 13th of January. And the date that the little fella died was back at the end of December. And then the little girl who's 1 year was 1 year old also died in December, the day after Christmas, 12/26, and they got this one on January the 8th as well. So you've got these reports coming in. Now, those are the one-year-olds. Then you skip teens. There's no teens at all. You jump right into the 20s. There's a few of those, a few 30s, a few 40s, 50s, 60s, on up to 105.
Tim, I got one. I got one that's 82 years old right now, okay? He's a male. I'm reading it right now. It says that after vaccination, patient tested positive for COVID-19. Patient was very ill and had numerous chronic health issues prior to vaccination. You can see these reports are always set in defense of the vaccinations, which is incredible to me. But I go on. Facility had a number of patients who already tested positive for COVID-19. He died on 1/1/2021. And then as I go and scroll across, it said COVID-19 positive, test approximately 1 week after vaccination. And then it says right after that, and this is what bothers me more than anything, is how far they're willing to go to defend the indefensible. It says there is no evidence to support that the vaccine caused his death in any way. Why would they have to continuously remind the people it has nothing to do with vaccinations, yet they were totally healthy before they took the vaccination? I mean, this I'm going to pull you back up, Tim. I'm going to hold you over for another segment here. Folks, I got Tim Brown, senior editor, Sons of Liberty Media.com, show host for Sons of Liberty Media.com every morning at 6 a.m. Eastern. That's right, Tim. 6 a.m. Eastern. Yep, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to take a quick break if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back to this topic. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump's lawyers are citing the First Amendment in Trump's Senate impeachment trial. Attorney Michael Vandervine made his case.
The Constitution and the First Amendment must certainly apply to these impeachment proceedings, and Mr. Trump's speech deserves full protection under the First Amendment.
New CDC guidelines on reopening schools to be released later today are expected to recommend protective masks, social distancing, proper hygiene, and building ventilation. The guidelines could also address whether teachers need vaccinations. Montana Republican Governor Greg Gianforte lifted the state's mask mandate Friday, fulfilling a campaign pledge. The governor also saying the state has made significant progress vaccinating the most vulnerable against COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States has contracted for 600 million coronavirus vaccine doses, enough to vaccinate everyone with two doses. He says as spring turns into summer, everyone should be eligible to receive a vaccine. When it comes to wearing masks, one of the top infectious disease experts tells ABC's Good Morning America,
there's still going to be the important need to wear masks. I think we still need to do that. You want to avoid congregate settings, but you can gradually get to the situation where you might open up restaurants with limited seating and things like that. But I think we're going to be wearing masks for several months into the future.
The third anniversary of the Parkland School massacre is being marked with the Day of Service and Love across South Florida. Broward County Public Schools Superintendent Robert Runcy says we remember the victims specifically today, but they're never forgotten. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, I have with me on the other end of the line, Tim Brown, sonsoflibertymedia.com, senior editor. Are you there, Tim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Isn't it interesting? Did you just listen to the break there? Isn't it interesting how the CDC is setting all the dictates, setting the narrative? I'm just kind of curious to know how they became a law unto themselves as to set the narrative and set the, criteria for everything as to how it's going to roll out and what we have to do and so on and so forth. Did you just hear this from Anthony Fauci in the CDC?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the question I have is, we're in the Constitution. We authorize them to exist in the first place, much less be making law up that they're gonna, you were faced with that when you went to, you get on the plane, these mask mandates that they're gonna criminally charge you. Where did they get authority to legislate? And since there's no law that says you have to wear a mask, anywhere,
yeah,
then where's the crime in doing that? How are you gonna be charged? Under what?
Exactly. I want to give you for an instance, for an example real quick. I have a friend, our affiliates guy, lives in St. Petersburg, Florida, and I know that the Super Bowl was there last weekend, and there was some video that came out showing one of the quarterbacks coming in, and he was the only one that wasn't going along with the sheeple that were living up to this pretended authority given by the CDC and the such. And he was scrutinized by the nephew of that of Kamala or Kamala Harris. I'm saying Kamala, I'm being facetious, but I don't take him for a grain of salt. I have zero respect for both of them. But she came out and she just cried out, he doesn't have his mask on. Well, one of the truthers took the film and he went and looked into Florida state law and find out that there was no law. So therefore, what's the problem if he's not complying with a law that doesn't exist? Why is he being ostracized for not pretending with everybody else? And therein lies the problem right there, Tim. There is no law. There's no law.
Well, it's getting to the point where it's just absolutely ridiculous. Fauci says, "Oh, we're going to be wearing masks for the foreseeable future." Except he only wears it when he's putting out his propaganda. When he's not around putting out propaganda, he doesn't have the mask on. They're telling people to wear 2, 3, 4, 5 masks, which is absolutely stupid. I mean, I don't use terms when I know something's stupid. I don't hem-haw around it. It is, you are stupid if you buy into that you're wearing those things, and that's going to protect you from the invisible boogeyman that's now being used to attack your liberty. You're a special kind of stupid, and you're not awake to what's going on.
Well, Tim, you're just condescending everybody else that's just, they're playing along and they're team players and they're respecting everybody else's wishes. And, we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourself. I mean, we've heard it all. But the fact of the matter is you're bearing false witness, and to even go right to the throat of the matter. Hey, folks, for those that are maybe a little angry as to what Tim just said or what I may be saying about those that are wearing masks, I had a guy the other day say to me, where's your mask? I said, absolutely nothing to him. And he said, how come you don't have a mask on? And I looked at him and I said, because I'm not as stupid as you are. The fact of the matter is that's the truth. And stupid is a defined word, means dull and insensible. Webster's 1828. Now, here's my point. When you go to the black box, the back of the boxes concerning the masks, it tells you, there's little tags on the masks, Tim, that tell you they do not prevent disease, nor do they prevent COVID-19, but yet we're supposed to pretend that they do when the tag tells us that they don't prevent disease? I mean, this is ridiculous. It's insane is what it is.
Well, it absolutely is. And it's not just that, but going back to even the vaccines, just recently put out. And by the way, you were making mention of us being taken off of YouTube. When we lost that last strike on that channel, we had Dr. Carrie Madej on, and she was actually talking about the things in the vaccines. And some of the stuff that was in the vaccines were known to be useful for sterilizing people. Now, she didn't say, if you get the vaccine, you'll be sterile. But she did say, this is known to sterilize people.
Yep.
It's just like the carcinogens that are in some of the vaccines. They're known to cause cancer. And yet people take those things, they're trusting their doctor or whoever when they take them and do this. Now, I just put up a interview with America's frontline doctor, Dr. Simone Gold, and people can check that out at sciencelibertymedia.com. And she brings that up, and she talks about the push, not only in the trials. Remember, these quote-unquote vaccines, these injections that they're giving are experimental. They have not been approved. They've been pushed through by unelected bureaucrats. That's who's put it out in the public. You are the guinea pigs, Americans. You don't like that term, then don't take the vaccine, because you're the experiment. And each of the previously in history, when they did this in the SARS-CoV virus and they were putting out the vaccine for that and they tested this on animals, all the animals died that they used it on. Yeah. And so now they're doing this for a virus that they have never even isolated. The CDC has said they've never isolated it. The Chinese CDC said they have not isolated it.
Yep.
So the obvious logical question is, if you've not isolated something, how in the world are you creating a vaccine for it? Not that I think any of them are safe and effective at all, but the fact of the matter is, when we go to this VAERS report, it's very clear these things are neither safe nor effective, or they've changed the definition of what safe and effective is, and I'm not aware of what that definition is.
Yeah.
But if people are dying from it, if people are having adverse effects to it, and they tell you that beforehand, they have to put it in the documentation, they're telling you all this stuff's there. If that's the case, how anybody can say with a straight face that it is safe and effective is beyond me.
Yeah.
But Dr. Gold points out that pregnant women, your wife, you and your wife have had several children. Me and my wife have had several children. and people out there who've had children, the moms are very protective of what they take into their bodies while they're pregnant.
Yep.
During the trials, women in the past were shunned who were pregnant from taking the trials. They're including these. They had one lady die who was pregnant. I saw a tweet the other day from a doctor up in Wisconsin. She was pregnant, took a picture, end of January. She was pregnant, said, I'm getting my vaccine to protect me and my baby and my family. You know, it breaks my heart to say it, but then she's right there afterwards. She gave a miscarriage, and nobody's going to link the two. They're going to say, oh, it's just, you know, something else, like what you said. They're going to try to put it off on the person rather than the drugs they're pimping out to the people. And nobody's held accountable for it. That's what makes me mad. Nobody's held accountable.
I have it in front of me right now, National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. The most unthinkable scenario you could ever think of is exactly what's happening right now. To suggest through totalitarian methods, through forced measures, fatiguing people into compliance, corralling them to take a vaccination concerning a virus that has been exaggerated beyond, into taking a vaccination, and then to find out these vaccine companies have indemnified themselves. It was the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, NCVIA is the acronym, of 1986. It was signed into law by the United States President Ronald Reagan as a part of a larger health bill on November 14th, 1986. The purpose was to eliminate the potential financial liability of vaccine manufacturers due to vaccination and vaccine injury claims, to ensure a stable market supply of vaccines, nothing to prevent death, nothing there concerning law, which, by the way, is purpose to ensure our rights to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. We see that said representatives, along with big corporations in this fascist state in which we now live, have set themselves in a position that they're going to try to force it on everybody on the globe. And no matter what happens, as you well know, Tim, you can't go back after them for the consequences that they themselves and their products have caused. I mean, that's about as unthinkable as it gets. What do you say to this? I mean, Tim, we've had these conversations so often where it's like, what do I say? I've said it so much. What else do you need? And what's crazy about all of it, the unqualified, the unelected, and the unlicensed are the ones that are setting the narrative that out of his own mouth, he wants to depopulate the planet. And he said, if we do a good job on vaccinations, we could lower the world population by 3 billion people. And yet people are still lining up, we're told, which is nothing but more propaganda. What the truth is stranger than fiction to people, Tim. I mean, it gets to the point where you can say, listen, we love you enough to tell you what the mainstream media does not want you to know. And we can sit on this radio program for the next 3 hours and highlight death after death after death from these vaccinations, Pfizer and Moderna and others. We can tell you what's inside of the vaccinations concerning baby DNA. We can tell you, consider the source. Look at how many times they've been busted talking about political theater. These are actors in the circus of politics, and the American people say they don't trust them. They don't believe them. Yet they're going to get their jab, as they say, Tim. Again, at this point, what do you say to the American people?
Well, I'm reminded of what the scripture says. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. The people love life. They don't love God. They claim that they love God. They say it with their lips, but their hearts are far from him. They don't trust God. They say they trust God. They say it with their mouth, but in their actions, they deny that. And I think this is what we're seeing across the board. people want to trust the quote-unquote science. And Paul warned Timothy against that. He said it's science falsely called. And they're willing to trust that rather than trust the Creator and what he said we should be putting into our bodies in the first place and what we shouldn't be putting in.
That's right.
And so they love death more than they love life. God set all those things before them in the law, and he says, I set before you life and death. Choose life.
We'll be right back. Deuteronomy 30:19. Check it out.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Okay, so here we go. Tim, I got senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, morning show host, Tim Brown online with me. Tim, I'm going to drop one more thing on you. I'll let you answer it, and then I'm going to take some of these phone calls. And then I'm going to add a little joy to the end of this conversation if I get the time to do it concerning Old Pass. I'm going to bring you to Grandma Rocks really quick. But I'm looking at this distraction, the smoke and mirrors, through the clowns in the circus of politics talking about the Trump impeachment right now as they are pushing harder and harder concerning the propaganda of this plandemic. And I noticed that there's no difference between the unconstitutional right side of the aisle and the unconstitutional left side of the aisle because they're all pretending, and yet for some reason or another, we're led to believe, Tim, that these people don't have the same information that me and you are sharing with the American people right now. What say you?
You talking about with the vaccines and stuff, or are you talking about with the impeachment?
Oh, no, I'm talking about what's going on in federal government right now, where they're talking, trying to distract everybody over to this nothing less and nothing more than distraction through smoke and mirrors concerning this impeachment trial. And it's interesting, I'm looking at it in both sides of the aisles. All of these actors have their masks on, regardless of what side they are on.
Yep.
And it's interesting that they don't have the same information that me and you are sharing with the American people right now. How is that?
Well, my guess is when you start going back, and we do know that many of them, I'm not saying all of them, but we know many of them get a lot of their campaign funding and things like that from Big Pharma.
There you go.
So they're not going to speak out against any of that stuff, and they're going to go right along with the all of the unconstitutional spending that comes out of COVID relief, whether it was under Trump, whether it was under Biden, it doesn't matter. The people think, oh, I got a check from the government. Okay,
yeah.
That's not constitutional either. But then you start looking at the banksters that get their money, and you look at the corporations that are getting their money, and you look at who's really benefiting from all of these lockdowns, and you start seeing these really wealthy people who are already attacking the people, whether it's a Bezos working with who owns the Washington Post to put out their propaganda, or getting the contracts with the CIA to record yep. everything in your house from stuff they're selling you, or the Bill Gates and company and other big corporation people who are making money off the lockdowns, off the propaganda of the virus, off the propaganda of the vaccines and all of this stuff. And when you really get down to it, you mentioned Bill Gates just a minute ago. Let me just hit on that and then I'll let you take your calls. But one of the things that, he did, and you made mention of it, I played it on the show this morning, was in 2011, he said, oh, it's these anti-vaxxers. They're the ones killing children. He was
yep.
saying that without a shred of evidence.
Yep.
And yet we have documentation that he was behind the vaccines that killed like five times the number of African girls that the disease they were vaccinating for was killing.
Yep.
And folks, this is so documented. This guy, if he was a dictator in another country, they'd probably be sending in a Navy SEAL team to deal with him or something yep. like that. But they just let him go along. They act like there's no problem with this guy. He's an American. He's just doing business. He cares for people. That is just the biggest lie that could be told. This guy is responsible for the death of tons of people, and it's documented. I'm not just saying that. It's
oh, no. He said it, Tim. He said
yep.
it. He said if we do a good job on vaccinations,
yep.
we can drop the world population from 9 billion to 6 billion. There was decimals in there as well and percentages, but that's exactly, in essence, exactly what he said, and we played it for the world to hear. So, Tim, I thank you very much for your time. Thanks for jumping on, and thanks for the help today. I totally appreciate it, and I will talk at you soon, brother.
Okay, man. See
okay,
you.
Thanks, brother. Yep, we'll see you. We got Wes calling in from Indiana. What say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, it is so good to speak with you, my friend. I just want to thank you and Tim both for everything that you do. But I have a question for you. Are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You guys both speak about this tag behind a mask or in a box or something. Could you all please take a picture of that? I have yet to see one. I refuse to wear a mask. I can't do it. But I sure would like to see one of those tags that says that it has no function whatsoever about containing coronavirus or preventing it. And again, this isn't a jab at you. It's just like,
oh.
I'd like to see it.
Oh, I just Googled it for you. One,
okay.
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Images have popped up. You want me to read it for you, too? Here it is right now. It says on the back, warning, this product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19 coronavirus or other viruses or contaminants. It's exactly what it says on the back. Easy to find.
I appreciate you sharing that.
Sure.
I thank you very much for that explanation. Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you, Wes. I appreciate it. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Steve, during the show, you just texted me some information. Do you want to go ahead and please make it short as to what you're dealing with right now, my friend? Steve, by the way, for those that have not heard Steve, he's a contributor over at thesonsoflibertymedia.com. He's a regular caller. Steve's a smart guy. He's also a chief ambulance EMT. So he knows what he's talking about firsthand, and I want him to share with you as to what he just shared with me, if you don't mind, Steve.
Sure.
In the, just so I'm always careful to never violate HIPAA or any of the patient confidentiality, so I'm speaking generally, but I got a lot of friends in the business that, you know, the patients have gotten their second shots or first shots, and next thing you know, they had to be transported with the ambulance. They've been sick in the facilities. And one thing that they have in common is the nurses are almost afraid to tell you that. You know, normally you come in and you get all the information you could possibly get on a person, you know, what med, you know, you get a whole list of meds and things, and they're almost afraid to tell you that they had the vaccine. It, like you're going to get in big trouble if you say anything wrong.
Yeah.
And it struck me that how can you, you know, if somebody was telling me their ship was safe and they wanted me to go on a cruise, they wouldn't have to put me on there at gunpoint if it was really safe. They'd be telling me how wonderful it is and all that. The minute you got to go at gunpoint, you know what they say, if you cut a man's tongue out, it doesn't prove that he was a liar. It proves you're afraid of what he has to say.
That's right.
And, you know, that's why this whole vaccine thing is, you don't need this kind of force if what everybody says is legit.
Yeah.
And for the guy that did call before, I agree with him on that. You know what? It's missing on the boxes now. It used to be on them boxes.
Oh.
And so you can Google it, sure. But by golly, I was trying to find it on the boxes, and I get shipments of them all the time.
Really?
It conveniently disappeared.
I just uploaded 840 pages of content, and you should see the videos, friends, that have been scrubbed by big tech companies that they just don't want you to see. I'm going to take that picture right now, and I'm going to share it on social media if you want to go ahead and check it out, friends. But it's not hard to find. It's definitely there. And, Steve, did you want to kind of give us your experience today, or did you want to just kind of withhold that right now, passing?
I've seen it. I've seen people getting sick. It's not uncommon.
Yeah.
You know, that people are getting sick, and I got friends that work in nursing homes, too, and, you know, day after they get their shot, the second shot, they're calling an ambulance on them, and they've got all these problems. And I just had a friend where I'm eating dinner. She just said that her mom got sick, too, after her second shot. So it's, you know, they kind of got a new thing. The vaccine doctor gives them the jab, and the undertaker gives them the slab.
Yep. It's a terrible day, isn't it? It truly is.
I mean, we got a little dark humor in the business because we deal with it all the time. But, I mean, it is really sad. I mean, you wonder why they got to treat the old people so horrible with these lockdowns and things. You know, when you're 89, every day is a gift. And so to give somebody solitary confinement because you're saying you're trying to make them live longer, you've just ruined what they had left. And it's really sad.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you for calling in, and again, on such short notice. Folks, I am going to get to my Grandma Rocks tomorrow. I got you for 2 hours, and it's pretty cool because when you read Grandma Rocks and you read the history of someone that's merely 78 years old, you come to the realization that, wait a second, these are like different times. These people were liberated. Yes, they were. But also keep in mind, a good portion of them were God-fearing people. They departed from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. And we're going to go back to that tomorrow just a little bit. Not sure as to what we're going to talk about tomorrow, but I'm sure it's going to be something that's relevant, and I'm sure it's going to be something that's going to be combating the lies to the CIA-controlled media once again. And, folks, we're going to continuously stay here by the grace of God. By the grace of God, we're not moving in Jesus' name. We appreciate your phone calls, and we appreciate your listenership. We will talk to you 23, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, friends, not words. That's showing the world your love. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.